Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Hello and welcome to Zero Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Harry and I'm joined by my wonderful friends, Ravs and Lydia. How are we doing?
Doing pretty good.
Lovely. We actually just finished recording next week's podcast, which is a really exciting one. So you have to stay tuned. It'll be in video form and hopefully the ones going forward will be in video form.
Any office, baby.
Exciting.
We're going to all set up now.
And we have a lovely guest.
That's right. I haven't had a guest in a while, actually.
Yeah, we haven't had a guest in a while. I don't want us to tease too much, but something that is exciting that's happening next week, just before we forget, Pickaxe Week. We'll be live on the Oscars channel doing a Zero Degrees episode special live, maybe taking some questions from chat. We'll see how it works. But
yeah, we'll try and figure that out. But equally, if you do want to send in anything that might be good for the live podcast, you know, maybe send in a couple of questions, because we will be live on twitch.tv/yogscast at 3:30 p.m. BST, I believe. The clocks don't go back yet, do they? Or maybe
no.
They have, I don't know. And we'll be live
on the 28th.
It'll be a bumper episode, right? We're doing like an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one.
I think last time we ended up talking about mice cum sperm on our live show. So I'm hoping that we'll have some more sort of...
I mean, it's not like that, to be honest. That's what I'm hoping for, Lydia. It's nothing like that.
But yeah, make sure to check it out live and...
Yeah, come and hang out. You can laugh at us live.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Also, something very cool is the Healthy Gamer podcast has joined the Pickaxe Network.
Oh, yeah.
Very
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, very cool guy. Hopefully do something with him sometime. That'd be fun, get him on here. He's way too qualified to be on Zero Degrees.
He is way too qualified.
He's a fucking doctor, man.
We'd have to have some very special questions for him to go.
Oh, definitely. We can't just ask him any old pegging. It's got to be. God, it's got to be professional.
He's a medical professional.
Maybe you can help with my little problem that you can find out about next week.
It's going to be, wow, what a tease. So many teasers for next week's episode.
Yeah.
For this week, though, we've had this mega question sat here, and it's not even one question. Calling it a mega question is a bit of a lie. It's just, someone's just written in with, I don't even know, like multiple questions. I figured we should just cap it. So maybe this is going to be the episode. We're just going to run through this big question.
Let's not set a precedent that we're going to reward this type of behaviour. Don't do this again, you fucks. Send in one question per entry. Maybe a little bonus one at the end, but not seven.
They could have just lied and just sent them all in as different questions. You know, hedge their bets on us doing at least one of them. Instead, they've just done this... Mega. I mean, I'm making.
Well, it's worked, hasn't it? It's worked. We're devoting an entire episode to it.
I'm also angry about it. I'm very angry about this question, Lydia.
Absolutely fuming.
Right, here we go then. Come on. We're the podcast answers questions, and we're making up for that.
Okay.
Guys, gonna get through some fucking questions.
Let's do it.
Here we go. Hi there, guys. Love the podcast so far. Keep up the good work. To save time, I'll jump right into the question. Sorry, that's hilarious. To save time. Question one. Do you guys have weird little daily routines? Examples from my life are, I walk to work and see the same ant nest and they're always busy at work. I make time on my walk to pick one up and put them somewhere new so they have an adventure. That's
oh my god, what the fuck, that poor ant. Its whole thing is ruined. Sorry, carry on.
That's all right. I always turn off the light twice when leaving a room, even if someone is in said room, often to my detriment because they'll tell me off. It's not even a conscious thing they do. Okay, so do you guys have any weird little daily routines? Interesting.
I don't really have a daily routine, but do you guys, if you're ever in the your house alone or whatever, enter gremlin mode?
What does that mean? Yeah,
okay. You just do weird little things because you're on your own. You ever do some weird shit? Maybe I'm being too open here.
What kind of stuff, Rabs?
What are you fucking doing?
You ever just be on your own, just be weird.
You know? Like, what? Rabs, I need an example. I need some examples here.
I have an embarrassing one from the other week.
What are you? I'm so stumped by this.
Well, you don't just do little things, do funny accents on your own, or do a little sing song on your own, or like the other week, right? I'm heading down. I'm leaving my flat to go down to the elevator to go get some food, right? Usually, don't really bump into many people, but I walk into the elevator and I'm staring at the mirror, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm in gremlin mode, okay? And I decide, now this isn't a regular occurrence, okay? Before anyone thinks I'm fucking crazy, but I was like, wouldn't it be funny if I just walk, just for me, just like a little, just for me, no one else is going to be there, it's just for me. What if I just walk backwards out the elevator? You know? I'm like looking at the mirror, what if I just walk backwards out the elevator?
Oh my god.
And I did.
You
and
did
there
it,
were
you mad
fucking
lad.
People there.
Oh,
no, I'm dying of awkwardness.
I know.
How did you style it out, or did you just not?
I just went back to normal walking and went to get my McDonald's.
But like, did you do like a spin? Like, how did you turn around so you were facing the right way?
Well, I did a little like 90 degree turn to face me the right way, and I just kind of nodded and went to get my food.
Oh, I love that.
So I don't really have like a routine per se, more just,
That's sometimes go to gremlin mode.
That's great. I'd actually really love that. That's very endearing, you little fucking weirdo. I think that's great. That's really good. Does Brie ever catch you doing weird stuff?
No, I don't do it when other people are around.
No.
You know?
And there's some that you can't say on this podcast. There's some gremlin mode things that are not okay.
I mean, like, if I know that I have the house to myself, I'll just walk around nude or whatever, but that's about it.
That's fucking fine.
That's fine, right?
Yeah.
I walk around naked a lot, and I have a very open flat, a lot of glass, and I just don't fucking care. Yeah. I feel like the rule is I'm in my fucking area. If you're looking in my area, you have to deal with that.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's not like my fucking,
you pay your rent.
It's not like my window is fucking facing, you know, ground level onto a street.
It's facing a children's
room. Yeah.
It's facing a nursery. It's not like there's at least
rent.
20 meters between me and the nursery, Lydia. No. I mean, look, it's my flat. And if you're fucking, if you're so happened from, you know, the 200 meters away that you're closest to be able to maybe see it, looking through a telescope and someone just catch a whiff of my dick.
Wow.
Well, congratulations, you caught me.
You won the prize.
Do you ever get tempted to do that thing they do in like Succession and shit? They always do it where, like, you know, you just go out onto your balcony and just have a wank, you know, just staring out over the city.
Oh my god,
that's like quite cold.
Just like a CEO power wank, like you're, I own this city, and that's kind of what you're jerking off about.
You've done that, Harry?
No,
well,
we
can't
honestly
admit it, though, if you have, can you?
Well, I, do you know what? I would admit if it had even crossed my mind and it hadn't. But now it has, Ralph, so maybe I'll report back.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing it, because you have a very good flat for, you know, looking out over the city and just
I did think about getting a telescope, because I was thinking I'm walking around naked so much. Other people must be walking around naked. I was thinking about getting one of those old-fashioned telescopes and just peeping.
You want to look at naked people in their house?
Well, if they're going to walk around, it's the same logic as me, Lydia. If they're confidently walking around naked with the blinds up, then they're accepting the risk that someone may see them.
That a fucking freak in the other apartment has a telescope and is staring at them.
The thing that I'm scared about is I'll look through my telescope, you know, at a window across the street, you know, down the road.
Yeah.
Be like, yes, I could always be able to have a good
angle.
And then I walk backwards
into frame.
No, I see a telescope staring back and I'm like, oh no.
Oh, that's how I met your mother. That would be quite a nice little, like, you know, intro though. Oh, we're both little creepy weirdos.
Something I guess it is a daily routine that started. Because I stay up late with my doggy, with Pepper, and my partner does the morning. That's like how we split it. It's like, I'll happily be awake later, and then they're the one that's to wake up if it's like, you know, when they wake up for work or whatever. Mm. And then after like Pepper's been up for a bit and they had some food and, you know, whatever, played about, and then they'll like just instantly get tired again.
because she's so little.
Because she's so little, she's like, I'm tired again, I'm going to go to sleep. So they bring them into the bedroom and I'm still in bed, and they bring Pepper to me. And then Pepper instantly, every morning without fail, and this is just now a daily routine, Pepper will just come and be so excited and bound on over, and then she'll just start licking my moustache. Mm. And we're like, oh, hello, aww, hello. And then she just starts shoving her tongue up my nose.
Oh.
Like,
just like, oh, not even. And this morning, it was actually so violent. And she was so, like, she's so into it. It's like there's like drugs up there, which there
she
are.
She loves
there's
the no tissue drugs in my nose. Snot. Oh my God, but what have you got leftover cocaine up there? And she's getting nuts over it.
Getting fucking railed. She just was doing it actually like so hard. And it was like, the tongue was going so far up my nose. I was like, heavy. And I like couldn't fight her off.
Your brain.
I was like, she was like trying to lick my fucking brain.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I literally had to like play fight her off of me because she was just ravenous. She was just like, yes, yes, this is the greatest thing in the world. Oh. I think because it's salty, like she likes licking skin because you have little bits of sweat and it's salty. And
yeah, my dog Milo would just like lick my arms just over and over, like get all the saltiness.
But today's was so violent. I was like, maybe this is a daily routine that needs to stop. Maybe like this kind of like just brain licking is not.
Oh my God, she is licking your brain, Harry.
That's fine. She can do whatever she wants. No. But that's a great day routine that I will happily take. I don't know if I have any weird ones on like the way to work. I think we all live quite like disjointed lives. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like every day is kind of different and weird. Mm. So it doesn't help for building daily routines like that.
Yeah, it's kind of all over. Every day is like a different setup and timings and stuff like that.
Yeah. So them mentioning the light switch thing was something that I suddenly like, I don't know, I feel like I think about it occasionally. Like, do you guys ever walk around your like house or flat just in the pitch black, but you can navigate because you just know where everything is and you know where the light switches are and stuff, and you can just kind of wing it without the lights on?
Although it freaks me out, but yeah.
Like, it's so interesting when you move into a new place, like how quickly you can do that. And it's kind of cool. It kind of feels like to me like a mini superpower. It's like, yeah, I know this place.
I know
that
room.
Yeah, this bad place.
Well, I have that in nightmare mode because I have a cardboard cutout of Mads Mikkelsen that I keep forgetting about that's in my house. So like, you know, every now and then I walk out of my bathroom, start heading back to my room, and like I just see a figure standing in the shadows. I'm like, fuck.
Oh my God.
That's fucked up.
And sometimes me and Bree like prank each other and like move them around and shit. So
no.
Like, yeah.
That's
that would scare
fucked
the
up.
Shit out of me. Actually, the other night I was coming back from the bathroom and I did actually walk. I tried to walk into my bathroom, my bedroom door, but I walked into the wall instead. I thought it was my door and just absolutely misjudged it so badly. So apparently, I haven't quite got it down yet. My sense of, I don't know, anything.
Your house sense.
My house senses aren't quite.
Do you have any daily routines that you guys wish you had?
I get up at 6 a.m. I meditate. I have a cup of lemon water. I write
yoga.
My manifestation.
Those fucking TikToks are insane, right? Like those people's fake lives.
A day in the life of a marketing assistant at Google. And like they're like, 7 a.m. I wake up and I drink my lemon vitamin tea. And then I do an hour of yoga. And
in a room that looks like a hotel. Yeah. Like,
then I go on a jog. Around midday for some reason, I go to the office and I do some emails, and it's like, what the fuck?
I mean, you should just at least be happy and content in the knowledge that they are the tech world's bloat and will be the first people to lose their jobs. That's the all I think about when I watch those. I'm just like, you're going to lose your fucking job. Fuck you.
And all those videos are just that. I mean, like, they literally have to get out of bed, set the camera up, get back into bed, pretend to wake up.
It's so cringe, right?
It's all so curated and manufactured. Like, I bet you any money, their normal days are nothing like that. Like, it's all just, you know, I'm making an aesthetically pleasing TikTok, so I'm going to, you know, make all this fake shit up. I bet you they don't do any of that stuff normally.
We should do our own versions. A day in the life of a streamer. Everything's just like on fire. It's
just horrible.
There's clothes everywhere.
Horrible. There's clothes everywhere. Fucking
just pissing in another mug. It's like the seventh today.
God.
trying to figure out what can of Diet Coke has piss in it and what one actually has Diet Coke in it.
Christ.
Adding together seven used bean cans to maybe make an equivalent of a new bean can, like, you know.
Hell yeah.
But do it in the same style. Like, in the life
make it
of
aesthetically
a streamer,
pleasing.
I wake up at 2 p.m.
2 p.m.
I go to my favorite corner shop and pick up a fresh packet of pot noodle. Yeah, it's not real. I think it really triggers me because I think surreptitiously that does break people's brains and make them think that their lives are like shit in some way.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that we're like influencers, but I am really glad that our like style of online personality is not one where we just fake it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That we're not like lifestyle vloggers that everything has to be, my life is literally perfect. Like, no, our lives are fucking chaos and shit and good, like everyone else's lives. Like, they are just as real, like, and grounded. We do the washing up, do the laundry. My bedroom is chaos at any given moment. Like, it's just, I hate that like fake portrayal of life.
Manufactured. Yeah, because it will make people feel crap. They'll see it and be like, oh my God.
I look at it and feel crap. Do you, like, I feel like, I know it's fake and I'm still sad about it.
Exactly. And think of the people that are watching it and young and impressionable and they don't know it's fake and they're thinking, oh God, like, you know, it's making them feel depressed and bad about themselves. Like, it's all bullshit. All of it is bullshit.
Yeah, it's fucking a lot of garbage. Have you got any rituals? What are you doing in...
I mean I've got OCD, so my life is
don't have long enough on the podcast for Lydia to go through, but she has proved it in a list and we'll post it online.
I'll put it up for everyone to see. But so aside from that stuff, the only things I can think of is like there's a walk that I really like doing and I really like sticking to that very specific walk, and there's a tree that I like to go up to and give it a name and like say hello to it because it's a really cool tree. And it's, I don't know, that's kind of become a little bit of a ritual for me. I really enjoy doing that. And then the same with animals is, you know, my cats, they have very like specific rituals. Like Hastings will want to be brushed by the sofa at around 9 to 10 p.m. in the evening. So their rituals kind of become a bit of your rituals as well. Mm. And, you know, give them silly voices and you know, do all that weird goblin shit. But yeah, I'd say, like you said, Harry, my days are so sort of different day to day that it's hard to, I would say, to have like consistent rituals all throughout the day. But there's definitely bits here and there for sure. But we're creatures of ritual, right? Humans like what's it called? Like
routine. Stuff,
yeah.
I'm just mind blown you guys don't have well goblin modes. You don't just
definitely a fucking weirdo.
You guys don't do weird little things here and there.
I don't walk out the elevator.
We both live with partners. I feel like it's hard to have space to do goblin modes.
No, but
stuff.
You know, your partner goes to work, you're walking around the flat yourself or whatever. Like,
I definitely talk to myself. And
my
like,
dog licking allowed? My brain is kind of goblin mode.
That's a little goblin mode-y, Lydia. Yeah, it's like entry level goblin mode.
Yeah, I'll talk out loud to myself. When I'm doing stuff and like talk out to my cats and have conversation with them, and I will be their voice that's replying to them, to me. So I'll do both of our voices.
That's goblin mode.
Oh, that there we go. Then bitch, I'm goblin 25/7. 25/7.
Goblin these nuts.
25/7 days of the week.
We have to move on to the next question.
All right, okay.
There's a couple more to go. Same person, same question, same quest. Apparently same question. maybe just ignore the podcast format. Question two. What's a colour from a movie that really resonated?
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
With you. It might sound silly, but sometimes when you watch a movie, you see a shot and the colour is just bursting with energy and emotion, and it makes me feel great. Mine is Terry Pratchett's Discworld, the one with Del Boy. It's a scene on the edge of the disc and Del Boy talks about the colour of magic. It was purple. Purple was my favourite colour for years until I decided actually it was pink because it's more of an iconic colour. What? What? What is the end of that question? Okay, what's a colour from a movie that really resonated with you? Interesting.
I mean, Wes Anderson always does sort of beautiful color graded movies. There was that whole trend that went around doing a, you know, making Normal Life into a Wes Anderson movie.
And I remember yours.
I did one. Yeah,
good. Yours is good.
Thank you. A big thing about it was sort of highly saturating everything and making it quite sort of orangey and warm and stuff like that. The first thing that came to my head when with this question is the Grand Budapest Hotel. Like it's very pink and red and orange inside. Like the colors are very warm and bright. And I think it's just such a fucking good movie. And aesthetically is just so beautiful.
Oh, but is there a single color in that movie that stood out to you?
I mean, I like the bright pink. I think I'm trying to think of the scenes. There's definitely scenes in it which are very like pink focus. I think the pink. The pink. I go with the pink.
There is a lot of pink and there's a lot of pastel-y pink. In that movie. I mean, like the cake scene when they're like wrapping up the cakes and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, that's mine. That's definitely mine.
I instantly thought of Sin City and I couldn't name
it. Oh, I mean, that's iconic.
But that, when you say like colours of movies to me, that although it's the lack of color, like
it's black and white,
and then every character, like most main characters, have a single color like associated with them. Like the red of someone's lips, like you just Google it and look it up if you haven't seen it. It's a very stark color style. It's like monochromatic. It's really cool. So, and I always think of the Yellow Goblin guy. Who is it's Green Goblin. Who plays the Yellow Goblin in it?
I'm something of a scientist myself.
Who is it? Is it? It's someone really famous. Who is it? I'm going to lose my mind. But yeah, I always think of Sin City, think colours and movies and the Yellow Goblin guy, just because he's so gross and like he's just a horrible fucking basically pervert and murderer in the movie and does horrible, horrible things to ladies. And it's very no spoilers, spoilers ahead. He obviously gets his comeuppance and it's very satisfying when he gets his comeuppance.
Next Stowell.
Is it Nick Stowell? I thought it was someone else. For some reason,
it was offered to DiCaprio and Buscemi, who both turned it down.
Buscemi is thinking of it.
But yeah, he's such a gross character, and the yellow just really stands out. So
yeah,
that's what I went to.
Okay,
I am going to be the basic bitch who picks Lord of the Rings because the shots of Minas Tirith, when you see it for the first time, the beautiful white fucking city, but the like very iconic strip of grass at the top with the tree, fucking
the landing strip.
Beautiful, the landing strip. Yep, the landing strip of Minas Tirith is fucking
nice,
beautiful. And then like Hobbiton is just so green and vibrant and happy, and like even Frodo's clothes really stand out.
That was a secondary thought. I was going to join you on Lord of the Rings. The Hobbit's cloak, something about that green, that like green warm, earthy green, is so like comforting and I don't know. It's a very classic look.
And in Moria, you've got like the beautiful like dark slates and golds, and then you've got the Balrog who shows up and you know like backlights orange and stuff. It's like really fucking like. I hate picking Lord of the Rings for answers for things like, oh, what's your favorite movie? And like, for this one, like, what's your favorite colors for movies? Like, it feels like a cop out to pick something that's like so popular, but it really is just.
Good. I think quite the opposite. I think you wouldn't usually think Lord of the Rings because there's so many other aspects of that movie that's really well done. But I think, the set design and color design is really good.
The greens
in that movie.
Of the Army of the Dead as well. There's a lot of like iconic, just like really cool looking colours there. Oh, I popped on that.
I feel like it kind of informed how, at least, you know, as one of the first major fantasy things I watched as a kid. I don't know about you guys, but it really informed how I thought about fantasy.
Yeah.
And how what I would use as my brain's visual aids for what a skeleton looks like, what a goblin looks like. Do you know what I mean? Just all of those things.
Oh, and then Arwen in the river with the whites of the water spray and stuff. It's fucking so good. It's so beautiful. Like
this is a wonderful
Rivendell
world.
With the like dark greeny like mists of the forest as well between the Aragorn Arwen scenes. It's fucking great. Galadriel's bright white. It's just all they do cover so well in that movie.
Amazing. Okay, next bit of their question. What have we got? Question 3: if every animal on Earth fought against each other, who would win? And then we have some rules. Rules of the fight. Animals are not represented by a sole contestant. For example, it wouldn't be one human, it would be 8 billion humans. and however many animals there are of each animal.
I know we're an animal, but I think we have to rule out humans because we have guns and weapons of mass destruction. I think, yeah, we can't.
I agree. I think we should exclude humans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They say, feel free to research the population of any animal. No outside weaponry or armor can be used. Okay, so we could use humans.
Right.
Only what can be made in the arena. I don't like that still. Nah. I think we should rule out humans. The arena is the Scotland, England, and Wales, and all of our little isles, as long as they aren't more than 15 miles away, so not Malta. Also, fuck Malta. Wait, what?
Wait, what?
Okay, so basically, we're just all fighting on the UK.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. So every animal in the world, if every animal in the world fought against each other, who would win? Are we ruling out aquatic creatures?
I think we kind of have to.
Well, yeah, because they wouldn't be able to.
Like semi-aquatic, like crocodiles can participate. But
crocodiles are allowed in.
Yeah.
Any aquatic animal that could come onto land and survive on land, you're allowed in the competition.
You lose. It's a shame because you do lose stuff like sharks and whales and octopus. There's a lot of really dope fish.
Yeah, there's some sea creatures. Badass fish.
Like seahorses. Anyway, more about that on the next podcast.
You're fucking seahorses.
I had to segue. Okay. All right. Let's start getting some ideas down on paper. Then I've got a notepad open.
Okay.
Hit me with some suggestions. Who do you think has a good chance of winning?
I had an initial thought, but every animal. So my initial thought here, okay, is the silverback gorilla. It's going to fucking destroy nearly everything. But then I was like, well, what about venomous snakes? Because there's going to be a shit ton of them. If enough of them surround a gorilla and bite it, I don't think there's that many gorillas in the world compared to probably snakes.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, I'm struggling a bit.
Does it just come down to poison content? Like those little tiny dart tree frogs that like one bit of poison could take down, 100 people or whatever. I'm paraphrasing. I have no idea how powerful it is.
But like what, let's say just a tiger goes up and eats one. Rip. Tiger dead. But the frog is dead. So there have to be, there have to be enough frogs to kill every other creature as well.
It'd have to be, I guess like you said, snakes, something that would like attack with its venom. Scorpions or...
Then I'm also like, okay, a rhino or an elephant is going to fucking fold nearly anything. Like that rhino is going to get bit by a million snakes and keep going.
Are you sure? Okay, well, I feel like we need Google for that because I'm not sure if that's true. How many, how much poison to take?
A hippo, a rhino, an elephant, I'm hedging my bets on them.
So you're going for the brawly, you're saying the brawly kind of beefy creatures are going to
Thick hides, they're big, they're imposing, they can do a lot of damage. Rhino horns, hippo's jaws, like, elephant what do you think tusk.
What about birds? Are there any flying poisonous birds? Because that instantly feels like a very strong strategy. I don't think there are any, are there?
What about just a fucking huge bird, though? Like a fucking like big eagle or some shit?
Because, I mean, what can a rhino really do versus, an eagle that's just harassing it and scraping at its eyes?
Yeah, it can just just fly away, right? Well, sorry, to go back to this elephant issue. Elephants, a mere teaspoon of these pesticides, insecticides, I'm actually not sure what they're talking about, is fatal enough to kill a large elephant. So lots of poachers kill elephants by like poisoning them with cyanide and stuff like that. So I'm imagining...
There's not many animals that have cyanide.
How much poison from a snake to take down an elephant? Can a snake bite kill an elephant? Okay. Mm. All right. Elephant skin is generally too thick for snake fangs to penetrate, and the elephant itself is usually too large for the snake's venom to overwhelm, let alone eat. But there are cases of the huge king cobras of India killing smallish elephants through bites on the trunk, although it's unusual for it to happen.
God, that feels very specific. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like biting them on the trunk.
Right.
I was just thinking, so actually, are we ruling out that venom and poisonous creatures? Because maybe like a scorpion, but like, again, it just gets crushed.
Just gets
eventually.
Crushed, right? I feel the elephants are going to fuck up a lot of...
Like, I feel like hippo. You didn't say hippo, Rouse, but hippos are like the real badass.
Yeah, hippos are real badass.
They do not give a fuck.
Yeah.
And most animals are actually pretty scared of them, which I feel like is a good sign. But again, like, just a big fucking eagle pecking at it. Eventually a hippo is just going to get its fucking brains pecked out.
But if it manages to bite it... If it can get it in its jaws, like I'm
okay,
sure.
How many hippos are there in the world, and how many just like all eagles are there?
Hippo kills birds? Question mark.
There are about 100,000 to 130,000 hippos. How many birds of prey are there?
Oh God, these birds ruthlessly eat hippos' flesh alive.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. So maybe it is like a big fuck off bird.
I feel like an elephant's doing it.
Yeah, but elephant's not apex, though, is it? Like things like lions and
they
stuff
don't
can kill
the
hippos.
Spirit,
lions
actually, yeah.
Kill hippo. What am I trying to say? Elephants.
Oh my God, wait. Guess right? How many birds there are on the earth. Sorry, I've just been Googling.
All birds, species?
Oh my
yeah.
God.
The range that Google gives, that National Geographic, sorry, gives, is an insane range as well. Because the estimates are almost impossible to do.
I'm going to say something crazy that we're not expecting, like fucking 9.8 billion.
Okay, Lydia?
Is it how many birds?
Yeah.
Well, if there's 8 million humans, 8 billion, oh my God, I can't talk anymore. It's going to be a lot more. I'm going to say like, I don't know, 100 billion.
Something insane. It's not a bad guess. The National Geographic apparently, as of 2021, estimates that there are between 50 to 430 billion birds.
Wow.
Jesus.
Now, imagine all of those condensed into just the UK. Now, obviously, they're going to be fighting each other as well.
Everyone's going to die from being
squished. That's a lot of fucking birds. Like, not many things kill birds apart from other birds, right?
Yeah, so who's the king bird?
Yeah, but the birds got to go down to like try and get at the eyes and stuff of rhinos, and if they get hit with a fucking horn, they're going down.
But like, there's just not that many, right? Like, there's 100,000 hippos in the world. You know, yeah. You could just literally dedicate a billion birds to pecking hippos, and that's what.
Yeah,
you've got just, you know, 100,000 birds on each hippo. That's so many birds per hippo, and we've only used a couple of our birds. There's so many birds. I don't know how. That's a mind-boggling. I haven't really thought about how many birds there are in the world. There's a lot of birds.
There's a lot of birds. Jesus.
What beats birds? Like, yeah, it's them landing. Like, I guess like tigers and jaguars, things that go in trees, right?
I mean, big cats fucking love birds. So yeah, they can.
Maybe goats. Goats are really hardy, and there's probably fucking millions
of
goats in the
Harry,
world.
Goats. What the fuck is a goat gonna kill?
Well, goats can go anywhere. They don't care about mountains. They don't care about
trees.
We're
on the UK, but.
What?
Wait. Okay. So okay. All right. Sorry. Yeah. So we're in the UK. Yeah. And there's mountains and there's trees. But
there's a billion goats in the world, Lydia.
But what's it killing? What are these goats?
They've got horns.
Oh yeah, they're taking down a fucking tiger, are they?
Yeah, but they don't need to because how many tigers are in the world?
Wait. Like, hold on.
But should
hold
it? I mean, who wins the battle, isn't it? Rather than who can just stay out of the way.
But it's a massive battle royale. Yeah.
There is an absolute monster that we've not put any respect on the name of yet. And it's the Komodo dragon.
Oh, big lad.
True. That has pretty good defenses
that is
as well.
Insanely it's really defensive and it is insanely venomous. And it's very aggressive.
There's only 1,400 left in the world, though.
Oh.
And you can have a billion birds fight each one.
My God, the search history on this fucking computer. Okay, what could kill a Komodo dragon. I'm just searching the most fucking dumb shit.
I feel like as a rule, we should also be ruling out bacteria and pathogens.
Oh yeah.
They're not animals. Do we think ants? Are we being dumb about ants? Are we sleeping on ants?
I was thinking that. Like how many?
Because the floor of the UK would literally be ants. Yeah. Imagine the whole world's ant population.
I'm sleeping on them.
You're sleeping on ants? I'm going to find out how many ants are in the
world.
What
about the mosquitoes? Just giving everything fucking malaria and shit.
There's 20 quadrillion ants in the world.
Oh, is that it?
Oh my God. The ants never uprise. I hope that they never decide they want to rule the world because that is... Imagine just waking up being eaten alive by a colony of ants would be horrendous.
Just so you can think about what a 20 quadrillion is actually as a number, because it's quite a stupid number to just say. Mm-hmm. It's 20 million billion.
So 20
you
million
have 20 million
billions.
A billion times.
It's incomprehensible. It's such a large number that we can't actually picture it.
No.
It's too big for our tiny little human brain.
I just turn on the tap.
Oh.
I stand in some water.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, because you get the ones that can bridge over water, right?
And there's so many, they were just suicided.
And I think there's also semi-aquatic ants. And they could probably just drink it, right? Oh, God.
They could just drink it. I think we should all settle on something now, because I feel like this is a conversation that will never end, because
it's the ultimate version of horse, you know, a horse versus, you know, a thousand duck-sized horses or whatever, you know what I mean? It's that ultimate version of that question.
I hate lizards, but I'm saying lizards specifically, like a venomous snake or a Komodo dragon. Like, those are my winners.
But
soft spot for the elephants.
Soft spot. I think elephants is a terrible shout, because all the lions and everything would just fucking kill them. They're like, they'll be fucked. I want to say something like a hippo, but I do think there's merit in these powerful birds just like fucking them up and then getting out the way. So maybe something like a bald eagle, American bald eagle. Sorry, it's the end of the day. I can't speak
it's
words
all right.
anymore.
You're doing great.
Or one of those guys, potentially.
I'm going to join you, Lydia, but with a twist.
Okay.
I'm going to go emu.
What the fuck?
Emus can't even fly. The whole thing was that they can fly away.
But they're so fast.
But why wouldn't you
just pick the better emu in the form of a cassowary?
No, because emus are the most aggressive birds in the world. They are not fucking friendly.
Cassowaries are even more dangerous.
A cheetah would just fuck that emu up immediately.
But I'm imagining the branding of, you know, my team, the emu team.
Oh,
it just feels like there's a brand here.
Harry, a cassowary is just an emu upgraded. It's literally.
I know, but there's no brand awareness about a cassowary, and it's got like a fucking blue face. No one.
It has razor sharp talons.
You want me to start from the bottom with a cassowary, a power pick, or start with the well-known, much beloved family name, emu?
But that's like picking a golden retriever.
Damn, we didn't even talk about dogs. Actually, wolves.
Wolves are getting folded.
We did kind of just ignore the entire lion and tiger.
I think
probably was a good decision, but.
They're getting destroyed, dude.
The internet seems to think the honey badger is a formidable
that
opponent.
That is a great... Actually, honey badger is terrifying.
They look so freaky.
No, wait, are we being really dumb? Rats? Are rats not, like... There's
what,
a
with
lot
disease
of,
or...
There's,
with...
there's just a... I mean, just population. Population is so strong. There's 7 billion rats in the world. Pretty good.
Is there not more rats to humans? I'm surprised. I thought there'd be more rats.
No, it's about 1-to-1. I guess they don't. They're kind of just little packets of food in the wild. You know what I mean? They kind of live nicely next to us.
I've cracked it.
All right, hit us.
The humble sloth, because it's gonna take so long to get to the fight. All the fighting's gonna be over, and everyone else is gonna bleed to death.
Yes. True. Also, Komodo dragons kill each other. So even if like. A lot of these, some of these animals might end up killing each other whilst the sloth's just snoozing. He's just fucking snoozing. Comes down, everyone's dead.
He's my champion. The battlefield is soaked, and then a single sloth climbs on top of all the corpses.
Nice.
And he just chills.
He dies of old age.
It took him so long to get there.
Nice. I like that. Okay, that's my winner. That's great.
Perfect. We solved it.
Wonderful.
Right, well, write in with your answers to that question. I'm very, very intrigued in what people
think. So many people are going to call us idiots. I know it. I'm calling it right now.
Barry's so stupid with the birds. Your birds would always lose to the bird killer. A mongoose always eats birds, so I choose the mongoose.
Yeah, I guess it is sort of like a bit kind of like Pokemon-y, where you're like, okay, but this will be strong against this.
It is.
You know, there's always something you can pick which is going to fuck that other thing up.
I think vast quantities of an animal is pretty underrated. There's just so many.
I feel like that's not fair. I know we're done and dusted now, but I feel like it should be, say, 100 of each creature. I think if you really bring into population into it, then the whole thing is just fucked and confusing. Because like you said, there's 4 trillion, billion,
100
million.
100 polar bears. 100 polar bears going to do a lot of damage.
Yeah, 100,000 polar bears are pretty scary.
But they'd die if they're in the UK. They'd be fucked. They would be all, I'm hot and sweaty.
That's why they've come here, Lydia. They have come here to die. This is the objective.
That's true, yeah, okay.
The fucked up world.
But yeah, let us know.
Let us know what you think. And that is actually it. This person finishes the question saying, so there you go, guys. I hope you get a lot of meat out of these questions. Feel free to answer them in any order you want. What a humble question asker. Also, if you use this question, can you introduce it being sent by... No, I'm not going to dox you. Only ask is possible. It's the name I'd like to use. Oh, no, I will say, actually. So they say, we usually ignore doing introductions by people's names, but they say, also, if you use this question, please introduce it as being sent by Margot T. I only ask because it's the question, because the name I'd like to use to transition with, and I want to see if I like it. You trans woman on 0 degrees confirmed. Say any of this at your leisure. I'm not bothered by journalists.
Well, thank you for your question. All the best, Margot.
Yeah.
Margot,
all the
much
best,
love
Margot.
To you.
Thank you for the questions, Margot.
The amazing questions. Very fun questions to do. I think that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Appreciate it.
Look
wham,
forward
bam,
to next
question
week's
time.
Special in video
episode
as well.
And live.
And a live episode next week. You know, we got a lot going on.
What's fucking happening?
Busy time.
Thank you so much.
Mwah.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.